oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
We've all been there, right? That neighbor who seems to have like a radar for when you hit the snooze button. Leaf blower, lawnmower, you name it. It's like clockwork.
Oh, yeah.
But today, we're diving into a story that takes bad neighbors to a whole other level.
Definitely.
It's a wild one, truly. This one starts out relatable. It just your average neighborhood annoyance, but quickly spirals into what you'll hear. We're dissecting this anonymous account, pulling out the valuable lessons, because as always, this could happen to any of us.
Exactly. And what's so striking about this story is how idyllic it starts out. Like, picture this. A quiet suburban street, the kind of place where people go for, you know, peace and quiet.
Right, like white picket fences, those perfectly manicured lawns.
Exactly. The narrator moves in looking forward to that peaceful suburban life, and at first, everything seems perfect.
Until
new neighbors arrive. The Smiths. And with them, let's just say, the peace and quiet. Gone. Vanished.
So we've got the visual white picket fences, birds chirping, and then bam. The soundtrack to your life becomes a never-ending loop of, well, let's just say questionable musical choices, blasting at all hours.
I'm loud, really loud.
So naturally, what's the first thing you do? You try to be reasonable, you knock on the door, hoping a friendly chat will sort it out.
Right, because most of us, we want to assume the best. Maybe they don't realize how much sound is carrying or how late it is.
And sometimes that works. Mm-hmm. But more often than not, as our narrator quickly discovers, it's met with, well, resistance. Or even worse. Like they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
It's true. And those good intentions can backfire big time. Sometimes it's not a misunderstanding. It's a case of, I know it bothers you, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's where knowing your rights, like local noise ordinances, can be super helpful.
Absolutely. Because at a certain point, it crosses a line, right? It's not about being a stickler for the rules. It's about protecting your well-being, your right to enjoy your own home.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people don't realize about. It's not just annoying. It can have real health consequences, sleep deprivation, stress, all of that. Our narrator starts experiencing this firsthand. They can't sleep. Their anxiety is through the roof. It's like they're under siege in their own home.
And they're trapped. Right. They tried the friendly approach, but that backfired. So what's the next logical step? They call the police, which we hope would be a turning point.
You'd think, right. But as we'll see, it's not always a quick fix. These situations, they can drag on and on and on.
Oh, we're just getting started. And spoiler alert, calling the cops doesn't quite have the Academy Award-winning resolution we're all hoping for.
No, sadly not. And that's really common in these situations, the Smiths. They quiet down, but just long enough to avoid any real trouble. Then right back to their old ways.
So frustrating. It's like this game with no winners, you know, a cycle of maybe this time things will change and then nope, right back to square one.
It's exhausting even hearing about it. And you can really feel that exhaustion in the narrator's story. Like they're dealing with the noise itself, sure, but also this constant emotional whiplash.
It's like trying to reason with honestly, I'm out of analogies. It's just maddening.
Absolutely. And that takes a toll, you know, that constant stress. The feeling of being ignored, disrespected in your own home, it gets to you. Mm. And that's where the story takes, I'd say, an understandable, though maybe not advisable, turn.
Our narrator decides to fight fire with, well, more accurately, noise with noise. They buy these like industrial strength speakers, aim them right back at the Smiths.
Oh, boy.
And blast classical music.
The if you can't beat them, join them approach, but make it Beethoven.
Exactly. But, gotta be clear, we're not saying two wrongs make a right. retaliation rarely solves anything.
It's true. But you can see where they're coming from. That desperation, that feeling of, I've tried everything else.
And this is where the Smiths' response goes from annoying neighbors to, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Forget louder music. We're talking vandalism. Dead fish on the doorstep. The garden. Dug up.
Okay, that's just not okay. It's one thing to be inconsiderate with noise. It's another to cross that line of personal property. And scary. This is about intimidation now.
Exactly. It's scary. And now the narrator's dealing with, on top of everything else, fear. Fear for their safety. Fear of what's next. This is where, folks, you got to document everything. Call the authorities. Lawyer up, maybe.
Absolutely. Document everything. Because, unfortunately, the wheels of justice often turn really, really slowly.
And just when you think it can't get weirder, a single white rose appears on the doorstep. Like in a movie. Mm-hmm. Is it a peace offering? A threat? Are the Smiths secretly huge fans of The Bachelor, and this is how they communicate? We're left wondering, who are these people?
Right. Like, are they going to offer our narrator a rose, then tell them they've just been voted off the island? What is happening? And unfortunately, that question is answered in, well, the worst way possible. It was a setup. Because right after the rose, things escalate like never before.
We're talking smashed windows, actual projectiles being thrown, the works.
This is way beyond a dispute at this point. And this is where we have to pause because things are about to get even more intense and messy.
Mm.
So where were we? Oh, yes, yeah, smashed windows, flying debris, like something out of a, I don't know, action movie gone wrong.
It's the kind of plot twist that leaves you wondering if you accidentally wandered into a whole different podcast.
Seriously. And it just underscores how unpredictable these situations can be. One minute it's noise complaints, the next minute it's, well, this.
And the worst part is the narrator. They're doing everything right, at least on paper, documenting everything, reporting the incidents. But those things take time. You know, the legal process is not exactly known for its speed.
That's putting it mildly. And meanwhile, you're living with this dread, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
It's like being stuck in that part of the horror movie where you know the killer's still out there, but you just don't know when or where they're going to pop up next.
And you're totally right. It's that element of the unknown that really gets under your skin. The constant tension, the fear, it wears you down.
And sadly, predictably, the story takes another turn. Our narrator, pushed to their absolute limit, well, they snap. There's a confrontation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And because this is real life, not a feel-good movie, nobody wins.
It's the inevitable conclusion, isn't it? You reach a breaking point and things spiral. It's a reminder that we're all human with very real limits.
The Smiths, facing some legal hot water of their own, eventually move away. But it's one of those victories that feels a lot like, well, a loss.
Definitely bittersweet. The narrator is left dealing with the aftermath. Physical injuries, emotional scars, a community that now sees them as part of the problem. All of that just to get a little peace and quiet.
It's heavy stuff. Which is why we always say early intervention is key. Setting those boundaries, knowing your rights, reaching out for help before you reach a breaking point.
Absolutely. And you know, sometimes the best defense is a good offense. What can we do as neighbors to prevent these situations from even starting? A little consideration goes a long way.
Seriously. So as we wrap things up here, let's flip the script a bit. If you were in the narrator's shoes, at what point would you have said, enough is enough? What's your line in the sand? Because knowing that, being proactive, that's how we avoid ending up in a real life episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time. Stay safe out there, folks, and be kind to your neighbors.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.